Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue Pel Yoitz in Ois Bey, Shem 177, discussing Bechiyah, the topic here in Pel Yoitz of crying, the importance and the power of crying. Umaylus HaBechiyah Rabba Me'oid, the benefits, the power of crying and davening are tremendous. Let's not mistake this topic that crying is encouraged for ridiculous things. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not appreciate. But a person utilizes that midah, that attribute, that power of bechiyah is in his tefillahs of crying, it can accomplish tremendous amounts. The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Beis and Beis, if you remember, we learned this a few weeks back, tells us, Miyem Shecharov Beis HaMikdash, from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Shari Tfila Ninalu. The gates of Tfila were sealed. You'll say, well, if gates of Tfila were sealed, why am I davening? Right? Okay. But that's not for now. But I'll tell you what's not sealed. Shari Dimo Loi Ninalu. The gates of tears are never sealed. The gates of tears are never sealed. V'amru B'Zoya Kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh says in the pasuk we had in the parsha recently by Moshe Rabbeinu, "Vatiftach basio opens up, vatiftach vatireyu, and she sees as a yeled, the child, v'inei nar boicha, and the child is crying. Do Yisrael, this is Klal Yisrael. The Zohar Kodesh tells us this refers to Klal Yisrael. Dichsiv. Kinar Yisrael, the Jewish people in Hosea says, not Yehoshua, in Hosea, Kinar Yisrael, umiyad the paschin bebechiyo miyad v'atachmol olav. The Zohar Kodesh is telling us like this: v'tiftach v'tiras a yeled v'inei nar boicha. Nar is boicha. A child is crying. So, is this a yeled or is this a nar? Is it a yeller or a nar? So I'm going to share with you, I think it's a sforanai, but first the Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh says that when it says nar, it's not talking about Moshe Rabbeinu crying, it's talking about, this is referring to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael have this midah, because it says in the pasuk, you see, nar Yisrael, the word nar. Who is Na'ar? Na'ar means the Jewish people. That's what the Pasuk tells us. And what does it say in the Pasuk by Basia? Umiyad the paschin bebechiyo, miyad, as soon as the baby was crying, v'atachmol olav, she had compassion on him. What do we see? Rabbi Isa, we see over here the power of bechiyo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, if you cry out to me, I will have compassion for you. And it's a reality. It's called tshuva. The tears are tears of tshuva. To come back to Hashem. And they accomplish. They have that power to accomplish. That's what the Zohar Kodesh is teaching us over here. The power of bechiyah. Even though the gates of tefillah have been sealed from the day of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, but bechiyah, crying, is not sealed. Sometimes a person is in a state, he pashin can't get the words out. He can't even articulate the words to Hashem. His mouth is at a loss of saying the words. So one might think he's losing out on davening. I want to tell you something. I heard from one of my rebbeim, of Shlomo Brevda, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, that he said, in the name of the Zohar Kodesh, that type of davening, that type of crying out, doesn't have to be during Shachas Mincha Maariv. You go to a room, you close the door, no one has to see you, and no one should see you. And you cry to Hashem. And when you can't say the words, that is of the highest level of tefillah. The Zohar Kodesh is telling us that when a person is choked up, and you can't even get the words out, that's Rachmana Liba Boy. Hashem says, that's what it means. I desire your heart. I want to be a real tefillah. With kavana, with concentration, with feeling, with emotion, with sincerity. Shari demayis lo ninulu. How many tears have we been shedding over the past 100 plus days? I'm sure if you're like me, which I'm sure you are, you hear stories, unfortunately, and either in public with friends, the tears start coming down your face, or sometimes you don't want to be crying in front of people, and you go to another room, and that's when the tears come out. And we have to run over Rabbi Yisai. When those tears come out, daven to Hashem. That's exactly what he's saying over here right now. Daven to Hashem. It's an ace tefillah. And daven to Hashem that every single yid and soldier should be safe and the hostages should come back. And every yid around the world should be safe. Use the koyach tefillah. Miyoyim shechorav beisai made the shari tefillah ninulu, shari dimo loy ninulu. The tears, the gates of tefillah are never sealed. And when that happens, and when you bring yourself to that state, daven for Klal Yisrael, daven for everyone's safety. I want to tell you the svarna though. I want to tell you another pshat. Because the pasuk also begs for clarification. Pasuk says, "Vatiftach vatireyu as a yelet." She opens up the basket. Basi opens up the basket. For those who appreciate the correct pronunciation of the word of Basia, then the kud is the vowelization, say Bisya. But the vowel doesn't say that. So we'll say Basia. And then it says, "Vine nar boiche." Nar is a child, but it's a different word than yelet. It's a different age. Is that we're talking about a yelet or nar? Why two words later are we switching from yelet v'es hanar, nar boiche? Is it a yelet or nar? What are you switching around for? The Sforna says, because we're talking about two different people. Who do we think we're talking about? She opens the basket, she sees the baby, and the baby's crying. Who's the baby? The baby's Moshe. That's not the pshat, says the Sforna. He says, in light of the way the Torah Kedosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using two different words, he's telling us something. She opens up the basket, she sees a baby boy in there. Nar boiche is Aaron HaKoyen. He's the Nar. He sees what's happening, and he is crying for his baby brother. That's the Nar boiche. He doesn't know what's going to be with his baby brother. He's concerned about his brother. Literally, his brother from his father, his brother from his mother. And that's what we're being taught over here. A yid cries out for his brother, for his sister. Someone else has a sorrow. Someone else has a tragedy. You ask the person, what's the name to daven for? If you don't know the name, when you daven, Rifa'enu is in plural. Rifa'enu Hashem b'nei Rofe. There are people in need of refuah shleima. They need Yeshuas. What are we being taught in the beginning, early stages, even before we become a nation? Aaron HaKohen is a little boy. He's crying over his brother. And the message is for us to cry over our brothers as well. V'hinei nar boiche. The child crying, this is not Moshe, says the Sfarnai. This is his brother Aaron. Let us all cry for our brothers. And everyone should be safe. Amen.